Okay, welcome to Free Association. It's the first day of March 2023, and it's now 25 minutes past 8 in the evening. I've got a piece to play, which is John Campbell talking about the FBI's investigation into the lab leak hypothesis and the conclusions they've come to. So it's about 12 minutes, so here's John Campbell.
Well, a warm welcome to this talk. It's Wednesday, the 1st of March. Now, the FBI and the Energy Department in the United States have both come out essentially in favour of the lab leak hypothesis, and this is actually looking increasingly likely now. Now, the President of the United States has ordered a review. Here's an unclassified key takeaway section of that. Check it out for yourself. And it has to be stressed that the intelligence agencies, and we believe there's 9 of them looking into this, don't agree. But let's just look at something blatantly, completely obvious before we start looking at the literature. This is the Hunan seafood market in Wuhan. This is the river. And there we have the Wuhan Institute of Virology. So this is where purportedly the pandemic started. And coincidentally, given the whole surface of the globe that we could choose from, the Wuhan Institute of Virology, where they were doing experiments on these bat viruses, is close. But that's not evidence, of course, that's circumstantial. Let's look at some of the evidence that's supplied. Now, Energy Department in the United States. Now, these guys oversee a network of 17 laboratories researching advanced biology in various forms. And they also oversee the biodefense labs. Now, this is pretty heavy stuff, these biodefense labs, virology, bacteriology, presumably study of fungi and prions, anything that can be weaponized. And of course, the threat to the world population from weaponized viruses, for example, is potentially existential. It's a real threat to existence. So it's a pretty high-powered stuff they're doing there. They also oversee the nuclear weapons program. You don't need me to tell you about that. So this is a remarkably credible source, and of all the US intelligence agencies, probably the one that has some of the most relevant expertise. The FBI does as well, but quite a lot of relevant expertise. In fact, a heck of a lot of relevant expertise. So this is why their information is so important. Now, this is based on new intelligence. Now, what this new intelligence is, we don't know. Now, I understand this intelligence has to be kept secret because it would betray individuals and betray the sources of the intelligence, but a bit frustrating there. I get the feeling more is to come out because this isn't actually a report from the Department of Energy. It's actually based on a leak to the Wall Street Journal, but all the mainstream media outlets have picked up on it and there's been no denial. So I think we can assume it is a genuine document. So it's based on new intelligence. And this is interesting. Additional study of academic literature. Now, it'd be very interesting when their review comes out. So what is the new intelligence? Very open to that. Interested to see. Hopefully this can be made public fairly quickly because I wouldn't imagine that's got too many security implications and consultations with experts outside government. And I like this. So they're not just taking internal experts, they're going trawling the net, casting the net wider for expertise. And if the US Department of Energy and the FBI wants to get expertise, I'm sure they can do that. So a pretty good way of getting the information, really. The COVID-19 pandemic is now, this is their assessment, most likely to have originated from a lab leak, most likely. And they stress that this would be an accidental leak. They are not saying this is a deliberate leak. They believe it was accidental, but they can give low confidence, moderate confidence, or high confidence, and this is low confidence. So even though they're saying it's most likely, they have a relatively low confidence, compared to a reasonable confidence or confidence or high confidence that this is the actual cause. But this is the report they've made, so it's looking, I mean, they're saying most likely, so most likely but low confidence. Now, in 2021, the FBI had already come out as being having moderate confidence there was a lab leak. So the sort of stage up from the FBI. COVID-19 was part of a Chinese biological weapons program, unfounded. This is not, I don't believe this is the case. Now, if the Chinese, and I think we can assume that they have, as have the British and the Americans and other countries around the world, weaponized viruses, they could make a lot more lethal virus than the SARS coronavirus 2, that is for sure. So the idea that this is biological warfare deliberately released, no, that's not what the evidence is saying, according to the US Energy Department and according to the FBI. So we're not saying that. It looks like one big mistake, very big mistake indeed. Now, FBI has come public on this in the last few days. First public declaration from Christopher Wray. China lab leak, most likely. Just gone public today on this, I think. 1st of March, most likely. Now, FBI director says this, the FBI has for quite some time now assessed that the origins of the pandemic are most likely a potential lab incident. So FBI has gone pretty well down on this, most likely. Again, we have to stress other intelligence agencies do not agree. Other intelligence agencies have low confidence, again, low confidence, that it was a natural spillover event. So there's not agreement. And we'll be looking at why there's not agreement. Well, we'll see how we go for time. China's been doing its best to try and thwart and obfuscate, direct quote, thwart and obfuscate from the FBI director, Christopher Wray. So dissatisfaction with China from the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Efforts to identify the source of the global pandemic thwart and obfuscate by China, in his view. Details of the agency's investigation were classified, but the FBI does have a team of experts focusing on the dangers of biological threats. So we can assume that they are well informed. And then the intelligence briefing we looked at, Mr. Biden's ordered a review last year. Intelligence agencies do not agree at the moment, but President of the United States has told them to work this out. So I think we can assume that they are working on it with some vigour at the moment. We judge that the virus has been not developed as a biological weapon, according to the review that we looked at so far. We agree. Most agencies, low confidence, SARS coronavirus 2 was probably not genetically engineered. So it's not genetically engineered. I would agree with that.
Right, that's the point where I disagree with him. I know he's quoting the FBI, but really there's so many things about this so-called virus that suggest that it was genetically engineered. There's bits of other viruses in there that don't belong there naturally. They could only have come from a lab. So I really think we need to be careful when we're making assumptions about whether or not this thing was genetically engineered. I'm not sure that it even exists, in all honesty, but I'm going to give it the benefit of the doubt for the moment, just to hear what he has to say. I've obviously listened to this a couple of times already, and I think it's worth having the conversation. Here's John Campbell again.
I think this is as the result of repetitive breeding experiments where cell cultures or animals have been infected. Interesting viruses with interesting properties such as increased transmissibility, such as increased pathogenicity, have been selected for and bred through consecutive stages. It's a bit like breeding dogs. If you want dogs to be terriers to dig out rats, then you selectively breed over many generations. It's exactly the same as that. It's not sophisticated biological engineering where they're actually combining together parts of the RNA molecule and making that form a completely new virus. That could be used in biological warfare. This is repeated infections to increase the function of the virus to make them more easy to study. And I think that's probably what's happened, and it's leaked. Now, what I've done, I've actually prepared a timeline on this, but it's a bit complicated. I often over-prepare these things, but I've prepared a bit of a timeline. So I think I'll actually do that on a separate video. But we're talking about the development from early days of the pandemic in March 2020, when The Lancet published an article saying it was conspiracy theory to believe in leaks. It was played down by Patrick Vallance, our chief scientific officer. He played down the lab leak idea. Anthony Fauci downplayed it. But Sir Richard Dearlove, the head of the MI6, did say he'd seen documents that suggested it was a lab leak. Then we had information that came out in 15th of January 2021 that three workers from the Wuhan Institute of Virology had actually been admitted to hospital in November or even October 2019 with COVID. So the first three cases of COVID to be hospitalised, it just so happened that they worked at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, which was interesting. We had that World Health Organization farce in February 2021, saying it was extremely unlikely that it was a lab leak. Facebook actually ended its ban on saying, so before the 27th of May 2021, Facebook had a ban on saying that was a lab leak. That changed at that time. President Biden ordered an extensive review in 2021. After that, Dr. Fauci did seem to be more open to alternative suggestions. And there's various other things. One really interesting point is the entire Wuhan Institute of Virology database was taken offline 12th of September 2019. So I've prepared this timeline that's really quite interesting. But I'm going to do that as a separate video, otherwise it would be way too long. But for now, that's the development. The FBI and the US Energy Department are leaning very much in favour of a lab leak.
So there are many things going on with this lab leak hypothesis. One of the things that's going on is that it's an alternative version of the mad scientist archetype. So we've got scientists messing around with viruses in labs, and they're obviously dangerous, and it instills fear in the population. So the virus itself is about fear. The lab leak theory has a result of creating fear or bringing fear to the surface. It's all fear of death. It's all fear of death. So I'm leaning much more towards the no virus camp at the moment. I'm interested in how this narrative plays out and who comes out in favour and who comes out against. And if anybody switches to the no virus hypothesis, then I'll be interested in talking to them at some point on the podcast. But that's where I'm leaning. So I'm going to keep an eye on all of these different versions. So the natural origin hypothesis is pretty much discounted at this point. So lab leak is the primary narrative that's going to go forward. But it's still about fear. It's about mad scientists. It's about Frankenstein viruses and what can happen when people play God. And if there's no virus, then nobody can be a mad scientist with viruses. So the whole thing could be discounted if there's enough weight of evidence in favour of the no virus hypothesis. Anyway, that's where I am at the moment, and that's where I'll continue to be. But I'll be looking at all sides, as always. I'll see you another time.